Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So temperatures are expected to reach 29 degrees Celsius in Ireland today. Yesterday was the hottest day of the year so far. The mercury rose to 27 in Mount Dillon in County Roscommon. Across the water, the UK is under an amber heat health alert. Temperatures there are expected to reach 33 degrees. And scientists say that's a direct result of climate change. Well, let's speak to Liz Walsh now, meteorologist with Met Air. And Liz, thanks for being with us. We had gorgeous weather yesterday. And as I said, it was the hottest day of the year in Roscommon. And more sun today for much of the country.
Hi, Claire. Yeah, that's right. So we have basically scattered showers moving northeastwards over the country this morning, but basically long spells of sunshine are gradually extending from the southwest now, and it is going to become very warm or hot this afternoon. There could be further showers and thunderstorms breaking out later on this afternoon and evening, but it's kind of a low probability, and it's mainly in the northwest. But if they do spark off, they're going to be like major, but it's a low probability at this stage. So plenty of sunshine, I think, for everybody this afternoon. And temperatures, yeah, we could get to 29 degrees, I think, somewhere in the northwest today.
OK, so the best or the warmest conditions will be in the northwest. And you said that the thunderstorms have low probability. Are they tricky to predict?
They certainly are. Yeah. Like we actually had some thunderstorms overnight, as I'm sure the people of Cork and Limerick are well aware. So we had a shortwave upper trough moving over parts of the country through this morning. But actually there's an upper ridge kind of building in behind that. But the mechanism of the thunderstorms later on this afternoon and evening is actually going to be a surface-based kind of situation. So it's a different mechanism. It's going to be triggered by temperatures. So it's basically, if the temperature gets to a certain degree, it'll spark off thunderstorms. So we're kind of waiting to see if that happens, and we'll be watching the satellite to see the cloud fields to see if there are thunderstorms popping off. And then, a warning will be issued at that stage.
Okay,
it's a wait and see tinderbox situation.
Maybe, but I think, pack the raincoat.
Possibly, but they are going to be very isolated, Claire. So I think most people can enjoy a great day at the beach, especially if they're out west. But even in Dublin as well, you know, across the northern two-thirds of the country, we're going to get above 25 degrees in many areas. And it's going to be a little bit cooler in Munster and South Leinster. That's just like there's a little bit of fog moving into the southwest at times. So, you know, maybe up to 23 degrees possibly. And I think Shirkin Island still down around 17 or 18 degrees. Mm-hmm. But most places are going to get up there.
OK, and another good day tomorrow. But then Sunday things change and it'll be a bit fresher, won't it?
Much fresher and cooler by Sunday. So, yeah, there's a bit of a change ongoing on Saturday, but we're kind of still in that southerly airflow, so we're still drawing that warm air up from the continent, but it's going to be a little bit cooler in the west. I think a bit more cloud, so you know, we'll be down to 20 degrees or 19 degrees in the west, but still up around 24, 25 degrees in the east with sunny spells. But there will be some showers starting to break out in the west, like, you know, and then as we go through kind of Saturday night into Sunday, then a much cooler Atlantic westerly unfortunately is going to move in. And so temperatures then would be widely back down to kind of just the high teens,
right,
more so.
Still nice.
Still nice.
Let's call it a lovely weekend ahead, Liz, and see if we can get away with that. Thank you so much, Liz Walsh there, meteorologist with Met Air.